Fall calls for comfort. Mack Weldon's got essentials designed for cool days and timeless style. Their new Ace line combines comfort with sophisticated looks. Go to MackWeldon.com for 20% off your first order of $125 or more with code MACK25.
Welcome to a Hump Day Wednesday edition of the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. And we have got ourselves some mayhem this morning. We've got our first major snowstorm of the season in our area locally. And of course, we're going to give you an update as to how long this thing's going to last. What highways are closed as of this very second? And who is not going to be in school today? And that is probably going for most of kids across our area. And guess what? We don't have the worst weather in North America right now. In fact, BC has got a weather cyclone hitting them. Oh, my God. Batten down the hatches. What's going to happen when that cyclone comes towards Manitoba? How bad is it over in BC? We'll show you coming up. Also, we want to know how things are where you are. Go to my Facebook page. Post a picture if you can. Want to know what the weather's like where you are. Maybe you're on vacation right now. Maybe you've got your toes in the sand and you're enjoying the beach. I think we've had some requests for extra beach time today, and I think I will adhere to those requests. I think last season, when we had storm days, we did some extra beach time, and it was extra popular. So this is a lot of closures, actually, for this is a lot. 10 through the park, that can close on and off many winters. But Highway 5, man, if you can't get in or out of Dauphin this morning. And actually, getting in and out of Brandon is not going to happen either, because 10 and 1 are closed. So there you go. I don't think I've seen that happen before. It's been a while. So we have most kids, if not all kids, not in school today. Now, I do have to preface this, because the Brandon School Division, the schools are open in Brandon, in the city. It is buses that are running outside the city. And I remember from my days at the radio station, we'd get a call from the BSD and they'd say, please remind people that you don't have to send your kids to school if you feel that safety is an issue. All we ask is that you call the school to let us know your kids are not going to be attending. So if they're not going to go, even if you're in the city of Brandon, you just got to call the school, let them know, okay? It's normally lots of food and fun places in mayhem, but today the mayhem is these roads, and safety is of utmost concern, and we got to make sure that the people are not driving on the Trans-Canada or 10 to Forest down to Minto, up in the Dauphin region as well. This is a bad storm. Man, she came in hot and heavy, hey? It was raining all day yesterday. It was just a miserable, gross day yesterday of rain. And then about, 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, just like a punch in the face. In it came. Roads got slippery very, very fast. Semi-trailers leaving the highway, going into the ditch. And not a good sight. We have a winter storm warning that will remain in effect. More snow and more wind, and that wind is brutal, gusting at times to 70. Now, the first thing we'll notice is the wind will die down late this afternoon, but the snow will continue, and then it will taper off, and then after supper tonight, it'll be light snow. So after supper, the worst should be over. You'll hear snow blowers going, and your neighbors will be plowing their driveways. Maybe they'll plow yours. Then we'll be back to business tomorrow, but the cold settles in, and then we've got more snow on the way for the weekend, so we're not done yet. Now, there's no indication there'll be any warnings or any significant snow, but hey, it's winter now, and we'll have extra beach time for our sunseekers today. 34 days to Christmas. Hey, thank you to our sponsors of the Tyler Glenn Show, Sunrise Credit Union, with 19 locations across southern Manitoba to serve you. Sunrise Credit Union is cooperative banking done the right way. They're so friendly. They're so awesome. And they've got a cozy new low interest rate on mortgages at 4.3%. Some conditions apply. See your local Sunrise Credit Union for details. Better yet, visit them on the web. They're all over social media. Find them on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. I guess that's X. Sunrise Credit Union, sunrisecu.mb.ca. Co-ops of Westman, you're at home here with your local co-ops, and of course, your chance to win free groceries. And who doesn't want free groceries? Of course you do. All you need to do, you don't need to pick this magazine up, but I want to show you mine. It's called Co-op Table Magazine. Go to your local co-op, pick up this magazine. It's absolutely free. It's chocked full of prizes or chock full of recipes. So today on a storm day, look at this. You could be making some pretty awesome stuff. Oh, happy hour. Look at what page I just happened to turn to. Happy hour. It's happy hour. Oh, on a storm day, who doesn't want some cocktails? I do. So here's the winning part, though. On the back of the magazine, unwrap the season. Win big this holiday season. Got to make sure it's focused okay. Free groceries for a year, free gas for a year, $1,000 home center gift card. And all you have to do is scan the QR code or go to co-op.crs. Enter bonus codes and then unwrap your chances to win. You'll find bonus codes in the co-op app, weekly flyers, or by visiting your local co-op. But get this magazine. They've got all the details in it. It is awesome. The pictures in here are pretty fantastic. You're at home here with your local co-ops of Westman, Heritage Co-op, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, Neepaw, Gladstone Co-op, and Hamiota Co-op, too. And when we get hit with storms like this, everybody wants to know, okay, how do these electric vehicles work? How are they going to fare in weather like this? That's a valid question to ask because more and more people are driving EVs. Now, I'll preface this. They're driving them in the big city. What about here? What about here? Westman's number one EV dealership is Murray GM. That's number one. Number two is they have an incredibly knowledgeable staff. So if you've got questions about driving in snow like this, cold weather starts, they're there to answer the questions. That's what has made them the number one EV dealership in Manitoba. It's because of their knowledgeable staff, their mechanics who are fully trained on EVs. And maybe you're not in the market for an EV, and that's fine. But if you are, you need to remember this because they're Westman's number one EV dealership. Murray GM in Brandon on Richmond Avenue, 1500 Richmond Avenue. If you've got any and all questions, in fact, the harder the questions to ask, the more they enjoy it. Go and see their staff. Ask about the Equinox, the Blazer, the Silverado, the EV Hummer, and get all the details from the great staff at Murray GM. As we like to say on this show, there's always a beach chair waiting for you. There's always a beach chair waiting for the Sunseekers. And we'll go back to Puerto Rico, and there will be bonus beach time today, as requested by the Sunseekers, just to get them out of this funky mood of, look at those roads. That's not the beach. This is Manitoba. Oh, God. Laura Hayes says, let's go to the beach. Okay, there will be more beach time. I promise there will. We'll have bonus beach time on the show for our Sunseekers today. Well, and if you've got some beach recommendations, just let them fly in chat, and then we will circle back and hit the beach together. You will not believe what is happening off the BC coast. So as we continue to monitor locally what's happening as far as our roads are concerned, I don't think many people are traveling today. It's a storm day. Again, if you are not in our area, if you are not familiar with Manitoba at all, this will seem a little foreign to you. But normally we get maybe one or two of these kinds of storms over the winter. And it's rare to have the first storm of the season be this harsh and this big. But I think it has to do with rain followed by snow. Because snow amounts, let's be honest, at least in the Brandon region, we did not get pummeled with snow. It's not like we had feet and feet and feet of snow. This is an issue of it rained, and, you know, as soon as it rains and then freezes, the roads get just junk, and then lots of snow on top of it, and the winds are really bad. So this is more of a, like, the worst-case scenario for driving. It's not a situation where we're sitting under 20 feet of snow, although that has happened as well. And why we have most people not taking their kids to school today. I think that's safe to say. But in BC, they also have highway closures. They're without power. If you have friends and family in BC, you likely already know this. Wind warnings span the coast. Vancouver Island, they've got wind gusts of 159 kilometers an hour. School children on Vancouver Island had to shelter in place. The ferry is canceled. Five highways closed on Vancouver Island. They're without power. More than 100,000 BC Hydro customers are without power on the island. Most highways in BC require vehicles to have winter tires or chains. So this looks like it's a hurricane off the coast of BC. Right there, going to hit Washington, Oregon, and BC head on. Wind gusts 120 to 160 kilometers an hour. What's going to happen when it comes to us? Is this going to reach us? I hope this doesn't reach us. if you're thinking to yourself, hey, I wish I was in BC right now. They would have so much nicer weather than we're having in Manitoba. Don't like these blizzard conditions at all. No, you don't. I hate flying when the winds are bad like that. I get nervous just thinking. You're rocking and rolling. The turbulence is not fun. It's not a good time. It is not a good time. And maybe, I wonder if these waves off the coast of BC had something to do with the Nightmare Cruise. This is also making the rounds. And wouldn't you know it, as the ship is tilting back and forth again, and a piano is sliding across the floor. That's how dramatic this ship is going this way and that way. And then somebody puts Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On. It's not nice for people like me. I'm already eating a whole handful of gravel. I guess it's gravel. That looks like a fun time at the bar. I've been on some all-inclusive vacations where we've had parties. I remember when Canada won the gold medal at the Vancouver Games, and we were in Jamaica, and I think the bar looked like this after the party was done. Because remember when Sidney Crosby scored? We got so epically celebrated. Look at the bar. It's trashed. The bar is trashed. Well, and what are you going to do? I mean, these bottles, when the ship is going back and forth, and the bottles fall off the counter, what are you going to do? And then stuff spills all over the floor. Whoa, that's a sign. Oh, that's a sign in there. A little mall there going, whoa, 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 whoa. And this, whoa, he's walking uphill. The ship is leaning to the left and leaning to the right. And then you could just sense panic on people's faces. Headed from Barcelona to Miami, Royal Caribbean told Local 10 News the chaos resulted from an unexpected storm and wind gusts off the coast of the Canary Islands. There was extensive damage, just minor injuries as people were tossed all over the place. Have you ever been on a cruise where there's been a lot of... I seem to hear these horror stories of people that I'm just going to go on one cruise. We're going to celebrate our 50th wedding anniversary. So how was your 50th wedding anniversary? I puked the whole time. And then I just laid in my bed and was green. That doesn't sound like fun to me. Be very careful if you are doing your traveling. Again, most highways in and out of most major centers in southwestern Manitoba are closed this morning. However, if you're in Dauphin, you can slide into Tim Hortons. If you're in Brandon, you can slide into Tim Hortons. Of course, Tim Hortons of Westman, an area with 10 locations, sponsors of the Tyler Glenn Show. It is Smile Cookie Week at Tim Hortons. So you know what? Today would be a great day to get some Smile Cookies and do some good in the neighborhood, because, again, Smile Cookies, proceeds of Smile Cookies are going to nonprofit groups across the area. 100%, all the proceeds are donated to local community groups and Tim's Camps. In Brandon, there'll be a new Smile Zone at the Brandon Clinic. And for those in Dauphin, at the Dauphin Hospital, you already know what the Smile Zone is. They go in there, they put some awesome decals, I think they had some interactive games. It really brightens up the place. You're like, wait a second, is this a hospital? Is this the children's ward of a hospital? Because this is bright and fun and welcoming. And the kids are smiling, but it's at a hospital. Thus the name Smile Zone. And we're going to do it in Brandon at the Brandon Clinic. And this is really exciting. It's going to happen in late spring of next year, probably May or June. And what we're going to do is we're going to take half the proceeds of all the cookie sales in Brandon. And it's going to go to that Smile Zone, okay? In Verdon, it's Verdon Christmas Cheer. In Dauphin, it's the Dauphin Rotary Club, and we saw the Dauphin Clinic Pharmacy. How many dozen cookies did they buy yesterday? Like 139 dozen or something like that? What are they doing with all these cookies? And how much milk do you need to go along with 139 dozen cookies? That's a lot of milk. Santa is going to be one happy guy. Mooseman, the funds will go to the McNaughton High School and in Neepawa, the Neepawa Habitat for Humanity. So... Smile Cookies. Let's get some today. And it goes all week long. TimHortonsWestman.ca. Leon's Furniture Superstore, 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. The Why Wait Black Friday sale is on. But I've said it before and I'll say it again. And we've got a lot of lurkers this morning due to weather. Something I want you to remember about Leon's is that if you make a purchase in store or online at Leon's between now and the end of the year, okay, and the price drops, they will refund you the difference, including on Black Friday or Boxing Day. It's the holiday price guarantee. So something for you to keep in mind if you're looking for some new furniture, appliances, electronics. Maybe your bed is getting all saggy and baggy. Maybe the couch is just not, it's time for some new furniture for Christmas. Make it Leon's Furniture Superstore, 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon, or online at leons.ca. And as I mentioned yesterday, I was visiting with Andrea Epp over at Epp Law Office, and what a busy, fun place to be. And if you are in need of some legal assistance, make our friends at Epp Law Office. They come number one recommended by area realtors when it comes to buying or selling property. Give Epp Law Office a call. Send them a DM. If you've got questions, they've got answers. And I love these sponsors who are just like, send the people our way with questions. Everyone wants to go to Google and ChatGPT and get their questions answered. But you know what? There's some local implications for each and every little thing. And it's the law. You don't want to mess around. So you go to a lawyer. Epp Law Office over on 18th Street. When things get a little bit better as far as driving goes, they're very easy to find across from the RBC. Ooh, look at the people in the ditch. Oy, oy, oy. Yeah, you know, and the winter tires, guys, winter tires are great. Winter tires are kind of insurance. But the fact of the matter is that even winter tires are not going to keep you on the road when you've got a sheet of ice and a whole bunch of blowing snow on top of it. That's just the way it is. I think a lot of people understand that and they'll adjust their driving accordingly, but some people continue to drive like it's summertime and like the roads are bare, and that is not a good thing. You'll end up in the ditch over here. Now, thankfully, it doesn't look like there was any collisions here. These are people that, poof, into the snow, into the snowbank. Red Lobster, bankruptcy. They restructured and came back. TGI Fridays, bankruptcy. They're going to try and go down the same road. Could this retail giant be headed for bankruptcy? Not yet, but boy, this was some shocking news yesterday in the world of retail. If you are invested south of the border, you may already know this because this was part of an earnings report that came out yesterday. And if you asked Canadians what retail store they love to shop at in the U.S. when they do some cross-border shopping and not pick Walmart, this is not good news for folks who like to shop at Target. And again, it's a popular place to go when people are shopping south of the border. So shares are down. They're saying that they're probably going to make less money. And what's causing this? Well, there is people just don't have the discretionary money that they used to have. You know, what's propping up Target right now is their grocery line. People are going to Target because it might be a little bit cheaper than American grocery stores. And so that's keeping them afloat right now. But do people have extra money to spend on frivolous stuff at Target? Not really. And that's kind of what was Target's bread and butter. Target, which is known for its cheap, chic spin on clothing, home goods, and discretionary merchandise, has struggled to attract foot traffic and higher sales. To woo customers, they announced in May that they would cut prices on 5,000 items. Target said it will have lowered prices on more than 10,000 things in their store by the end of the year, just in time for Christmas. And they're hoping that helped. Oh, look at that graph. And it's no secret that Target in Canada had big problems when they came to this country. It was a tough go. They did not do their homework, and they didn't realize that in Canada, there are the rules to doing business in the States are about like that. The rules to doing business in Canada, a phone book. And Target went, how come there's so many rules? We didn't know this. We just opened 35 stores. And that translated into bare shelves. That translated into fewer staff numbers. And then a bad customer experience in Canada. And then how long did Target last? Target lasted like a year, maybe 2 years. And then Target was gone. Doing business in Canada is three times as tough as doing business in the States. That's just the reality. Canada has a lot of rules and a lot of red tape. It doesn't just extend to safety issues in a store. It extends to the merchandise they put on store shelves. And what happens is the more rules and red tape, the more expensive things become. Target didn't do their homework and figured, oh, Canada, they're a Minnesota company. Oh, that'd be no problem. We'll go up there. We'll do business. It'll be okay. And then it's like, no. Rule 5, rule 15. Well, what about, can we order this person? No, we can't order from there. It has to be a Canadian company. What? We don't have this in the States. Well, you're not in the States anymore. You're in Canada. It's a different country. Netflix is being sued over the fight. Speaking of Only in America, court documents obtained show that Ronald Denton filed suit in Florida on Monday, just 3 days after he says and thousands of others struggled to watch the Netflix fight. He claims that as soon as he and others tuned into the broadcast at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central on Friday, oh, there were all kinds of problems, all kinds of buffering, and now you will pay, Netflix. We're suing you. The woes were documented on social media, of course. There was lots of buffering, and the stream went down a bunch of times. People had to reload again and again. Denton is suing Netflix for breach of contract. He is asking for unspecified damages. Only in America. You paid hard. You paid good money for Netflix. And they didn't exactly deliver on their promise. It's not like Netflix is a free service. Now, if Netflix was like Pluto TV and it was a free stream, wander on over to Kuiper's Family Bakery. If there's something that is going to make the day better, it is going to be some sticky, delectable carbohydrates. Who doesn't love carbohydrates? Especially in the form of a cinnamon bun or a pastry roll or, oh man, if you could get over to Kuiper's Family Bakery, man, if you're hunkered down with some butter tarts right now. Oh, butter tarts. Oh man, or a nice big loaf of garlic toast. Oh, Kuiper's Family Bakery. Maybe you can't get to them today, but I do want you to remember them for your Christmas baking needs. Kuiper's Family Bakery, best in the city, best in Manitoba, actually. Whether you're looking for a cinnamon bun or monster cookies or just some, you know, old-fashioned bread, hamburger, hot dog buns, loaves of bread, they've got them for you. At 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond Corner, beside Tasty's. Also, the Elkhorn Resort Clarsoe Nordic Spa. Don't forget that coming up this weekend at the Elkhorn, they have got their craft sale going on. That is a craft and bake sale happening at the Elkhorn Resort and Clarsoe Nordic Spa from 10 until 4 on Saturday. Weather should be much better. You're going to be in a Christmas mood. Elkhorn's Holiday Craft and Bake Sale Market, 10 till 4 at the resort. And interestingly enough, the Elkhorn posted yesterday this awesome deal for the family. This is so cool. It's like a mini vacation. This offer is in effect till Christmas, December the 22nd. Here's what you get. 2-night stay in a deluxe double queen room. 4 kids' meals at the Buffalo Bar. A family s'mores kit for the campfire. A bottle of wine for mom and dad. Assorted treats for the kids. And a Clarsoe Nordic Spa pass for mom or dad to unwind. For $569. It's like an all-inclusive. How cool is this at the Elkhorn Resort? Elkhornresort.mb.ca. Check that out. And our friends at Auto Fashion. At Auto Fashion, we have got that Week King giveaway that continues at Auto Fashion. It's on my website. I'm going to have to peg this. We're going to do the grand prize draw tomorrow for those Week King's passes. Week King's passes. All you have to do is tell me who your favorite Week King is. And you could win a pair of flex passes to the next Brandon Week King's home game. Thank you, Nick, for entering. I see your entry there. You said Eric Fair. Curtis says Chris Dingman. George says Ron Hextall. But a lot of Jordan Tutu. Jordan Tutu is probably the most beloved Week King at this point in time. So, again, the grand prize draw is coming up tomorrow. Auto Fashion, you can go to Auto Fashion on Facebook. That's the easiest way to do it because you can find the post there. On my Facebook page, a lot of the information is pushed down because of all the storm information. But it is there. So if you're on my Facebook page, want to win some Flex Pass tickets from Auto Fashion and the Brandon Week Kings, that is one way you can do it. Or you can go to Auto Fashion's Facebook page. Again, that draw is coming up tomorrow on the show. Auto Fashion, of course, is a great place for auto detailing, window tint, PPF, complete vehicle protection, PDR. They're MPI and SGI accredited, scratches, dings, courtesy car, and a $50 restaurant gift card if they process your insurance claim at Auto Fashion in Brandon. Like fast food cheeseburgers, they're the unhealthiest of all time. Eat This Not That has come out with a list of the unhealthiest cheeseburgers of all time. How about some comfort food, Sunseekers? It's a cheeseburger in paradise. We'll get to that in a second. The official oil change of the Tyler Glenn Show is at Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express at 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. Slide on in there when the weather gets a little bit better. Get those fluids all checked up. Maybe you've waited to the last second to get those tires changed. Let's make that happen at Murray Certified Service Express, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon, the official oil change of the Tyler Glenn Show, as well as the Sky Dancer Casino in Belcourt, North Dakota. Beautiful place to go and play some games, have some great food, take the kids to the water park at the Sky Dancer Casino. It's 90 minutes south of Brandon in Belcourt, North Dakota. Boys of Ain to the U.S. border is open. You can't get there today. Maybe you'll get, they've closed more roads. Deloraine to Killarney is closed. But listen, if you are watching the show from Boys of Ain, or if you're watching the show from, let's just go over there. Where's Belcourt? There it is right there. So there's Belcourt. See it there? There's the Skydancer Casino. You can see it on your map there. SkydancerCasino.com. Go check out their website. They've got some great stuff on there. Great hotel rooms. Of course, they've got the water park there for the kids. And lots of fun for the entire family at Skydancer Casino. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, where the sky's the limit. Great entertainment there, too. Okay, so let's take a look at some of these burgers. We need some food in our life. At number one, the McDonald's double quarter pounder with cheese. 740 calories, 42 grams of fat. 60 grams of fat is the normal fat consumption for an entire day for a Canadian adult. 60 grams. It's at 42. There's still some room. At number two, you've got the Burger King Triple Whopper with bacon and cheese. It's got 1,350 calories. It weighs in at 94 grams of fat. Now, there's a burger that chews up your day's fat content. 94 grams of fat. Wendy's Big Bacon Classic Triple. This comes in at 1,220 calories, 86 grams of fat. The Hardee's Monster Burger at number four, 1,400 calories, 79 grams of fat. I don't like mayo on my burger. Do you like mayo on your burger? I am not a mayo person on the burger. The Checkers Rally's Baconzilla Burger, 1,200 calories, 96 grams of fat. Let me know if you've ever had any of these. Checkers, Rally, Godzilla Burger. Dairy Queen makes a pretty good burger. The half-pound triple signature flamethrower stack burger comes in at 930 calories, 63 grams of fat. Basically hits the nail on the head for the fat content for the day. Oh, the In-N-Out double burger. I'm surprised this made the list. That's one of my favorites. But it's only got 670 calories. Compared to the other ones, it's a diet hamburger. Come on now. 41 grams of fat. How could this make the list? Lindy says, I'm sure most of that fat is saturated, not good for the heart. But as a treat where, you know, you're snowed in, you deserve it. Oh my God, look at this. The Jack in the Box Bacon Ultimate Cheeseburger comes in at 930 calories, 65 grams of fat. I don't need the mayo. See, I'm going to save the calories and the fat with the mayo. Oh, the Wendy's Pretzel Baconator. Doesn't that look good? Oh, Blessed Mom of Two says, yikes, 1,050 calories, 71 grams of fat. There's a little bit of sodium, like 1,600 milligrams. The Jack in the Box Bacon Double Smash Jack. Oh, look at the sauce on that one. Wow, 1,000 calories, 78 grams of fat. Then you've got the Five Guys Bacon Cheeseburger. We used to have a Five Guys in Brandon. They left town. Too many health foodies. The Sonic Supersonic Bacon Double Cheeseburger, 1,100 calories, 75 grams of fat. Couple more. Shake Shack. That's not too bad. 830 calories, 53 grams of fat. No, the Whataburger Triple Meat. That's a good one. There's some protein in there. Oh, wow. Sneezed. Allergic to the Whataburger. Two more. McDonald's Bacon Quarter Pounder with Cheese. I don't know if that's one that's bad for you. Come on. 630 calories, 35 grams of fat. That's a baby burger. whoa, I think this is the monster one. This, if you can get to a Rally's or a Checkers and get the triple with bacon, 1,200 calories. Basically, and you're, it's basically a day's worth of eating, pretty close to it. It's got, well, it's got 1 gram of fiber, though, 14 grams of sugar, 2,300 grams of sodium, and 90 grams of fat. The American Heart Association has forbidden some of its board members from eating this. No kidding. Oh, man, the salt alone. If you have high blood pressure or you happen to be an adult, you should be limited to just 1,500 milligrams of salt per day. No one should consume this burger on a regular basis, says the American Heart Association. This should not be, see, because it's got mayo on it. I blame the mayo. Look, there's, there shouldn't be mayo. Just say no, Tyler. No! Just say no to no. What are you going to have, a salad? Come on, salad's not fun. Lindy says, I was shopping the other day. The chicken broth powder was, oh my God, 880 milligrams of sodium in a teaspoon. Oh, man, I love salt, but I think the hidden salt is the dangerous one. Like Lindy says, in the soup and in the burgers. Like, I like salt on my fries. That's where salt should be, in a burger. And it's the hidden salts that'll get you. Because I don't go, hey, this needs a little bit more salt. Not really. Uncle Bo is on the, no, just say no to lettuce. Just say, you know what, don't get me wrong. We do need the lettuce on the burger. No to salad. No to salad. That's a little bit of lettuce right there, along with the bacon, just as God intended. Thank you guys for being part of the show today. I really do appreciate it. Please be safe on the roads if you are going to head out today. Travel is not advised. Enjoy the snow day. Enjoy baking cookies, making pierogies, playing video games, whatever it is you're doing. Enjoy, and we will be back again with more food, fun places, and mayhem tomorrow. Thank you, Sunseekers, for joining our ride. Where bright rays and good vibes collide. Goodbye for now, but it's not the end. We'll see you soon. Like the sun, once again, tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Thanks for being here, guys. Catch you later. Be safe. And we'll have a better day tomorrow, I promise. Thanks for being here. See you tomorrow.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.